drop the ice in the Buffalo. Line up the mics and away we go. We got 99 minutes down the rabbit hole.
My favorite Owen Wilson movie.
You don't say it's the one where he's the downed pilot, then we're not friends anymore.
Oh, what the fuck was that called?
What was that called?
The downed pilot?
He was a pilot. He got shot. It was very, remember, was
like
it
Bosnia?
Yes. What was that guy's name? Scott?
Fucking.
And he sued, right?
I think so. That might have been Amanda. Yeah, she's allowed to do that.
Yes,
she I don't. She insists on dropping her chair all the fucking way down, so she sits like all the way down there.
Yeah,
but I think I probably raised it up to mess with it.
You did.
It was. I cannot fucking remember what it was called. It was like
Behind Enemy Lines.
That's it.
Gene Hackman. That I was wondering. Who, the,
That was where Owen Wilson altered, where he was, where his career path was, because like it was like Armageddon by then. And then he was doing like some action ones, and then it was just, then it went full comedy. And then, yeah, there was, ooh, did he do anything Taylor. Else that was, he was in Anaconda too. I forgot about that.
Anaconda sucks.
Anaconda, what a great flick.
John Voight just like stared at
the worst accent. just talk like you're foreign. Like just mix 37 accents. It was horrible. But yeah, Ice Cube got Oscar.
Actually up there.
Wedding Crashers is up there.
Hall Pass is good.
Hall Pass is good. Armageddon's good.
Absolutely.
I mean, Meet the Parents. He played. That was probably his best role ever because he was just like a super douche.
JC was a carpenter.
Yeah. It's an altar.
Oh, yeah. You might call it a goddamn lacquer on that thing.
You might call it a opa. You put so much goddamn lacquer on that thing. It was an accident waiting to happen.
You know, you, me, and Dupree, I actually like that movie.
Oh, I fucking hated it.
I know you guys
it.
Don't like it, but I actually like it.
Drillbit Taylor was pretty dumb.
It was awful.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Is this him?
That was actually a good movie.
Oh, how dare you,
it was. It was.
You like Wes Anderson?
I do like Wes Anderson movies, yeah.
Oh, get out.
I like the angle. Oh, so fuck your face.
Oh, such a great film.
Oh, yes. Actually, how many of them have you watched? Have you watched all of them?
That's probably the only one I've
seen. There you go.
It's surprising he doesn't like Radiohead.
Yeah, I know. They're one of those bands I feel like I should like, and I don't understand why I don't.
Royal Tenenbaums, and they do that one?
That's Wes Anderson. He's in a bunch of them. Was he in
Midnight Paris?
That's a Woody Allen. Yeah. That was a weird one.
Yeah.
See, if I was pretentious, I'd have liked that one. Fuck you. how dare you put me in a box? Was he in that? What was it? The Life Aquatic? He's in like all those Wes Andersons. He has cameos in it. Darjeeling Limited was a Wes Anderson.
Yeah. Both brothers.
Yep. Right. Life Aquatic. French Dispatch. That one. That movie was fucking sucked. That was his most recent Wes Anderson. I didn't like it at all.
There's a Cars 4.
Oh God, there was a Cars 3.
Not yet.
Not yet coming out.
Lightning McQueen.
You know what I did just watch on the airplane coming back last night? Dune.
The first one?
Yeah. Wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it really wasn't bad.
I liked it too.
It has nothing. It was always something that never drew my attention where I was like, we were talking about this a couple episodes ago about the sequel, but like I had no. Yeah, because Jay Heat was talking about that fucking the popcorn bucket. Yeah. And it looks like a fucking asshole. And but the those dirt worms or whatever the hell they are, you know, but yeah, it was
a Tremors knockoff.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was watching it, like I've seen this before.
Reba better show.
Yeah, like, Reba fucking Burt.
But did the original
Burt with that Atlanta Hawks hat.
Did the original Dune come out before Tremors?
That was in the early and late 80s,
oh,
I think.
Good point.
Was Pull that up for the first
I
Dune.
I forgot.
I thought
it was
remake. Early to mid.
It's sci-fi though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a little bit too
84.
Holy shit. I wonder what those things
are.
Pull that up and then hit images. I want to see if the dirt worms show up from this one.
The dirt worms.
Or how awful they must look. And it had Sting in it, so you know it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy sucks. Who's the lead?
Yeah, I can't remember.
He's like a dad in like Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
Was he the main dude?
Yes.
Oh God, no wonder that movie wasn't popular.
What are they called? Dirt worms?
Yeah.
Are they just literally called dirt worms?
I thought that's what they were called.
We can get any more.
Yeah, see, that's what that's the new one. Yeah. Yeah. Literally looks like you're looking into a butthole.
They did put it right to Trimmer.
Yeah, there you go. Because I was watching this. I'm like, wow, these things that are drawn to shit above the surface that come running, pushing through the dirt.
Tremors came out. Tremors came out in 1990.
If you're right, I'm going to be impressed or disappointed. I can't decide.
I would guess it's 1990.
Tremors?
Why 1990?
Just because of my age and where I was when it came out.
Before or after the Reds won the World Series?
1990. There you go.
What month?
Before.
So Tremors ripped off.
You're just playing the odds.
Tremors ripped off Dune.
It could be.
Or maybe.
January.
Look at that. Long before the Reds won.
Yeah.
And you went to see it in theaters?
I did not. That was an HBO pick. We had these where we would just tape movies off of HBO. Like, yeah. You do it on extended play.
Like a free weekend?
Yeah. Or what? No, we actually had HBO. I was surprised. My parents were, they would. I think I threw shit fits about not being able to watch movies. So, like, I think they're like, he'll shut up and watch movies if we pay for this.
Maybe he'll stop eating.
He'll stop talking to us.
Maybe he'll stop eating everything and talking to us.
He talks less when a movie's on, yeah. I noticed.
But we recorded that one and it was on a tape. We would fit three of them on a cassette, you know? And we had these.
Not Titanic.
No, not Titanic. You could get Titanic one time on extended play, but the ones you bought were like either short play or something. The quality was higher on the tape and they took longer.
Yeah.
But it was like almost, it was backwards from what, I know EP was the one that always made it longer. And, this was on there. I'm trying to remember what other movies were on this one. It was like, there was all these, remember The Boy Who Could Fly? Didn't we talk about that, Timmy?
Yeah.
This weird ass fucking movie from the 80s. It was like this kid who was like a mute in a, And he was like this kid that lived next door to this girl, and he like could fly.
Search if mute is still
an acceptable term.
I feel like that's probably gone.
What would it be called? What do you call someone who can't talk?
Unsilent,
verbally
retarded. Is mute offensive? There you go. Is mute an offensive term? Avoid these terms and can be offensive. It is acceptable to refer to someone as deaf or hard of hearing. Which is mute and dumb imply that communication is not possible. No, mute means you can't fucking hear it. Fuck these people.
No, I think mute means you can't talk. Right?
No. What I mean is like when they're using it is that mute and dumb imply that communication is not possible. No, mute is just meaning they can't make noise.
Yeah.
Like silent. I guess if they clap their hands. Is that communicating?
What about sign language?
What do they call it? Speechless?
Verbally impaired.
Aphasic?
Muffled.
Muffled?
He's just mum.
He's just mum.
No, yeah. Mum to me is someone who's just like shy.
I thought that's.
Oh, like he's just being mum.
Is that what that means? I don't know. I'm not good with.
Come on, don't be mum.
Amanda was laughing at me earlier because I called it a vanilla envelope. I never knew in my entire life that it was a Manila envelope. I've never heard that. I'm like,
you know my version of that.
Thrilla in Manila.
Chester drawers. Chester drawers. Nice. That's my version of that.
Everybody has something like that. Yeah. That like they say something that's wrong, mm-hmm. and it's always like, you know, what's the fucking what the hell? What Eric says one all the time that drives me nuts. Is it supposedly? I think he says supposedly.
Yeah.
Irregardless.
Yeah. Irregardless. Yeah. The complete opposite of.
I could care
anything.
Less.
Yeah. Oh my God. I could care less. Yeah.
Oh, so you do really? Care.
So right. You do care then.
Actually.
You care. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then that when people put the S, the actual S noise on the end of that silent S, like Illinois or.
Illinois. They're just being stupid.
Yeah.
That one
they're just
got
kind of retards.
No.
What else can you, or pluralizing a already plural animal like here in the great city of Centerville? Or the Centerville Elks. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. No, they're
no. Elk.
Elk, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You didn't know that they're
there's
not
no
elks?
S?
No. It's pluralized elks or elk.
It's like deer.
Deers?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's not deers.
Is it queers or queer?
Either way. It ain't yeah. Right. Kyle. It's offensive no matter how you say it.
I was trying to explain that to somebody by somebody saying something. I was telling the story about Charlie talking about that bat. Oh. I'll tell that. I'll tell it on the next Patreon. I'm not going to tell it now.
Oh, that was
but
so funny.
He made this joke, you know, and it was just so over the top, and we were just dying because we were laughing so hard that because somebody like it was so beyond anything that you could ever say. But like, you know, like that was acceptable to say, but when you just say it out of the blue like that, we were all just dying laughing. Yeah. And I was telling that to Amanda, and I'm like, yeah, there's something, people who don't think that's funny, there's something wrong with them. People are like, oh, they're always, oh yeah, that's great humor. I remember I was making some sandwich jokes on like National Women's Day on Facebook or something like that. And like one of the girls I went to high school with, who's like a super feminazi, was like, I can't believe you would say that, Joel. And I was just like, it's a fucking joke. Like, what do you like? Yeah. Do you honestly think I believe that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I should have said, is there a computer in your kitchen?
Right.
Dug your heels in more.
I know. That's what you have to
double
do.
Double or nothing.
Go full Bill Burr. Uh-huh. Just dig in.
I'm all in.
I'm all in completely.
We watched that animated
Bill F is Burr for Family?
Adam Sandler movie.
Oh.
It's called like Leo or something. It's about like a class pet. Something. I think it's geared more towards kids. So
it wasn't great.
So, you know, like stuff you could understand.
Yeah, stuff I could understand and relate to.
Mm-hmm. But
they're all getting along.
It was actually pretty good. Adam Sandler, Bill Burr is pretty. He's a good combo.
Didn't he have some movie that just came out that is like him where he's like a spaceman? Or is it called Spaceman?
Adam Sandler?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm over Adam Sandler.
Really? Sandler hater?
Not a hater, just like Sandler.
There it is.
Yeah.
Is it a drama?
He's like in another fucking galaxy by himself or some
it.
Shit.
Ooh, Paul Dano's in it.
Paul Dano's awesome.
Ooh, 5.8. That's
it can't be trusted.
Down there.
Everybody said Punch Drunk Love sucked, and I thought it was awesome.
That movie did suck.
I loved it. You just didn't get it because you're stupid.
Pretentious.
It doesn't. Pretentious, but I didn't see one Louisville Slugger the whole movie.
Uh-huh. I think he has both daughters in this. Yeah, he does. Both. And is that his wife?
That's too? His wife, Jackie. Yeah.
If you go over one,
who's his? I like Carrie Mulligan. Oh yeah,
that's what
yeah.
Oh yeah, that is definitely
that's her. Yeah,
daughter.
She did not get her mother's good looks. Yeah, she is. That is 100% Sandler's daughter.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Oh, and Fez.
Oh.
Nice. Oh. Oh. Yeah.
What a great cast.
No, it wasn't him. It was
now. Now Mike's changing his tune. He wants to watch it.
That's a guy from Big Bang, I think.
Yep.
I hate that show.
I hated that show, too.
I'm not
too.
A big fan, either. Yeah. I like Penny.
Well,
she's attractive dumb.
For a pretty girl.
I hate dumb girls. Yeah, like Carrie Underwood.
Jessica Simpson's so ugly. Have you seen her IQ dance?
Have you seen her sing Jewel? She's having a goddamn seizure. It's like, pow.
I don't give a fuck
all over.
She's a talented lady.
What was that? What were you just talking about down there? That's fucking. No, that was Jessica Simpson. That was Carrie Underwood. What's that song again?
I don't know what it's called. It's
Waiting All Day for Sunday Night?
No. I do love that one, though.
I do love that. That's like. What if that was why he liked her? It probably has something probably to do with it. It's that he gets so. It's like conditions.
Al Michaels
like
and the boys are coming.
It's like Pavlov. He gets excited whenever it's about
to be a
football
game. With her
game.
Being beautiful.
Yeah, whatever. He's like, oh my God. Yeah. Especially when she wears black pants.
Faith Hill or her?
Carrie Underwood.
Aesthetically and audibly?
Correct.
I would agree with that statement.
Correct.
But
plus,
I hate both of them.
Faith Hill the is very, you threw bitchy, some faith, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You threw some bitchy. Faith Hill shade there the last time, right? You have some story about her.
Looking like she was on heroin at the Super Bowl sideline. Yeah, I've heard that one, which doesn't surprise me.
Really?
And she's married to a gay man. And that's just lying.
Yeah. Maybe Tim McGraw?
I think Tim McGraw is
gay.
Maybe
she got AIDS.
Whoa, timeout.
Oh, yeah, hot take.
He thinks he has AIDS.
Yeah.
He would have had AIDS like Friday Night Lights time, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, what a great
so,
movie.
So... I know,
let's
you know,
preface this. I don't really think Tim McGraw has
well,
AIDS.
Good.
We have a friend. We have a friend.
Well, really,
it's Eric who would just see who has he has said that for like 15 years.
Just randomly.
Like when Tim McGraw lost all that weight and got all like, you know, skinny and shit, he's like, he's got AIDS. he would just talk about it like Tim McGraw has AIDS.
Like you were dying?
Yeah, exactly. Because he got AIDS.
Well, do you still think he's gay?
I think he's gay. Yeah. I think Kenny Chesney is too.
Oh, that
I've heard that rumor.
I wholeheartedly believe that one.
Well,
Keith Urban.
No, That dude, he's that just dude Australian. Fucks.
He fucks.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. Nicole Kidman doing like anything women? For you?
Not a thing. Old frozen face Kidman.
She does have red hair though, Joel.
Yeah, it's a fine line with.
What about Reba? Would really you fuck Reba?
Oh yeah,
today,
today,
right now. Ironically, or
no, no. I mean, see,
legit
you have to, you have to,
you have to, the, no.
Okay,
what do you mean?
You have to.
That was a great
face. These, see, you,
she's
you
like
have,
63 years
you,
old.
You have
like,
to look at how I approach things, okay?
Reba now or Reba 19?
There, yeah, there, Reba there fancy. Are. When you're talking sheer, when you're talking sitcom, sheer Reba. Looks and physicality, no.
Reba McIntyre
no.
top shows?
No. No.
Oh.
But to be able to tell everyone you know that you fucked Reba
that's
McIntyre.
That's what I mean by yeah, ironic.
Okay. Getting,
well, the yeah, only people that would be interested would be gay men.
For Reba McIntyre?
Well, yeah,
they would just want to hang out with her. The yeah. gays love Reba. Oh, my
she's
God.
Like
they
the
love
new,
Reba.
Why is that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I keep saying it. We need to have like a flamboyant gay person on the show. And yeah, we need to ask them all of these questions. One who's... Mike's like, I said flamboyant, not hidden in the closet.
Well,
and, but the, well, I see the, you have to think about we, da- have, we definitely have a lot of options.
You'd have to have Dustin on that episode also.
You know, see, he would sabotage the whole thing. He would be. Kyle's like, I'm sick that day.
No, just yeah, that would be a funny just, joke though. We wait for Dustin to come in, and then yeah, that's how you start the episode.
Yeah. One yeah. chair, they have to share that chair.
They have to share oh, both yeah. of it.
Yeah. No, I like mean, you sits just on Dustin's. Lap. You just imply that Dustin is that guy.
Oh yeah, Dustin's gay.
He does. It's gay. Now there, I would have several options of people that I know that would be probably good at sitting in here and talking about things like that and being open about it.
No doubt. You know,
yeah, like that would be.
Why do they like Reba? Would be one of my first questions.
That would be yeah. a good. That'd be a good one.
Same thing with fuck. What was her name from Wizard of Oz?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
She was like an iconic.
Yeah. Hey. Love drugs.
I saw yeah. that movie.
But it was like
I don't know. But why her, you know?
I think it has something to do with like Somewhere Over the Rainbow and stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it's tied to that. Now, again, this is 100% heterosexual man talking about this. No, but the...
I'm just so the other way.
I'm just so
relate.
The other way. I can't relate. My voice gets deeper and starts to get an accent.
Sip your beer before yeah, you finish that.
Hold part. On. Wait a minute. I don't want this sissy shit, this Coors Light. No, start sounding more like Sam Elliott as a talk. No, the...
Sort of like that
banquet beer. But the just all of that stuff, the you know, the ones that become like gay icons, like gay people love Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
they love Reba McIntyre.
She's an ally though, and she writes songs like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Reba didn't write Born This Way.
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah.
I hear what you're
saying. Yeah,
like,
right. You know what I mean? There's a certain ones. Gaga that it's all,
she's a good example. Yeah. I'm just saying I can explain
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, whereas it's a clear ally. I mean, are the gays really into Taylor Swift now? I think they are.
Yeah, I guess.
Cause she, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, huge.
Pearl Jam,
Rammstein. Probably because of the leather. That's the that probably has something to do with it.
Do they have any other songs?
I mean, I feel yeah,
like, they have I multiple. Feel like they probably
people
do.
Have been to Europe a lot lately.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen them live?
I do. I've seen them all the time.
They play airports now.
Well, when they came back and played like 5 years ago, they fucking played Soldier Field for Christ's sake. Like it wasn't. It was like huge. But they didn't do a.
And it was just Duhas for 2 hours and 48 minutes.
That's like a pretty.
Oh yeah, because yeah, Bates went up to it.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, he's big into them.
How is someone big into
I don't know, stuff? Man. It's weird.
I like the airbase better.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's the whole deal yeah. with it is strange. But
it's
like
being into Swedish death metal or something yeah. like that.
Those fucking bands that Sean.
Oh yeah, Infected Fetus, I think was one.
Dying
of them.
Fetus.
Dying Fetus.
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, Dying yeah. Fetus.
Cannibal Corpse. Yeah, Cannibal Corpse has some odd. Named
Guar. Oh, yeah.
Like, Fucked with a Knife, I think, is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just all fucked up.
No, that's a Bryan Adams song.
Have you seen,
that's right.
Have you seen that viral video?
I always get those two mixed up.
Have you seen that viral video of the there's like two like big black security guards at the front of like a death metal concert?
The guy like side-eyes the other one like... Yeah. Oh, there's a song about it.
When they asked you if you wanted to pick up overtime and work the concert or something, and then you had no idea what you're singing, then the lead singer's like, "This is what it's like when blood comes out of your dick." And then the dude just goes, "What's that?" See if you can find that.
It was like, I saw it the other day. It's pretty funny.
Look up like a security guard's death metal concert and see what it was fucking hilarious. Metal detector. There you go. See if that
metal concrete
is
that, it cannibal oh, it corpse?
Is. It actually
it is. That's corpse. It.
There it is. Yeah, that video. This play one. That.
Ooh, TikTok.
Uh-oh. TikTok. Oh, I got your data.
Make sure your volume's not super loud on the axe. You're good, Timmy. Just his before he.
Give him your God. Facial recognition.
Oh boy.
Come just, on, solve the puzzle.
You have to do that to get on TikTok?
Thanks a lot, Biden.
Continue as guest.
Uh-oh, what happened? It's not even on. The sound.
That's not even the video. Like, what the fuck is...
This is a fun little song about shooting blood from your car.
Fuck
yeah. Oh man, he's doing that for boy. $12 an hour.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
White people are crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's what he's yeah, he's like, Jesus Christ. Like shit's hilarious. But yeah, that's the stuff that Sean's into, man. He's like
oh yeah, he loves it.
He's got fucking cattle. What is he? There's another one he calls about cattle decapitation is like a band name or something.
Something like that.
It's just all this weird shit.
Yeah.
It's what weirdos listen to. Like it's
weirdos.
It's a personality thing. I know. I'm 100% convinced they don't even like the music.
How could they? No way they could. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think. I think it allows them to be this kind of like unique freak. That like, and not in a like you know a super offensive freak way, but just like it allows them to be. I'm into this different thing.
No one could like this but me.
Yeah, like you just don't understand it, bro. It's like no, people just fucking don't like it because it sucks. Like,
yeah.
And that's what I think it is. But
yeah, I just don't
Cannibal Corpse
the appeal whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think's like
I mean,
the
I
most
know
metal
I like some weird stuff?
Yeah, like Billy Joel and Owl City.
Owl City.
Yeah.
And
you guys like Billy
James
Joel's
Blunt
new song? Hey, James Blunt's got some bangers.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not something I'd put up there as one of the greatest things he's ever done. Yet? But, yeah. Who sent that? Was it Dustin who sent the? Who sent the fucking Darth Vader Billy Joel thing? Yeah. Like, Billy Joel's playing the harmonica. And he looks just like Darth Vader with his helmet off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just played down in Dallas at the old Jerry World Saturday night.
Nice.
Yeah, he.
Did you
he
see was. Him?
I didn't know. I didn't get down there till afterwards. But
sounded like you were trying to get there with that breathing.
I know. It was a good one. I listened back to it before anyone even said a comment. I'm like, holy shit, I sound like I'm dying.
But you weren't even moving that fast. That's why I was confused.
I just fucking hand towed a giant fucking rolling thing like 100 yards around the concourse. And then like, yeah, and I came back. I was just like, I was walking out to the thing, and I'm like, yeah, walking out to the field. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Hope the guys don't put their sound
I know,
on.
I know.
Wait, whose car was that? Was it Jerry's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
We all just dunked on your question.
It was Lincoln. Yeah, it was.
I thought he'd have something better than that, even.
He owns, like, multiple Ford dealerships.
Okay.
So he's
It did. It looked like something like the president. They'd drive the president. And
all
blacked out. Oh, I'm sure decked out, yeah.
Yep.
Does he drive himself?
I asked someone, and they didn't know. They said that they'd seen him driven, but I don't know.
Those Jerry Jones.
How old is he?
81. He's worth almost $14 billion.
Have the Cowboys done anything yet? I know that's like the meme going around in free agency.
Yeah, I don't think they
$14 billion dollars. That must be fantastic.
Oil? What was his? How did he
I
make
think
his
he was an oil guy first, oil. And then he bought the team from Bum. The guy's name was Bum Bright that he bought the team from.
Nice name.
Bum Bright.
Click on his Wikipedia. What does it say? I'm pretty sure it's
that
oil.
That was a good purchase. What did he buy the Cowboys for, and what are they worth today?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's the keep going here. Early life.
81.
No, he played in college football at Arkansas?
Yeah, that's where he met Jimmy Johnson, I'm pretty sure.
I did not know that. I didn't know he played. What position did he play? Did it say? Offensive lineman. Jerry Jones was an offensive lineman?
Really? 6 foot?
I guess. Now they were smaller back then.
Back then. Yeah. Little people.
Keep going down to like his the business stuff.
Business ventures.
There you go. Graduating from 65, he borrowed $1 million from Jimmy Hoffa's Teamsters Union to open up a string of Shakey's Pizza Parlor restaurants in Missouri.
It was pizza.
When the venture failed, it was not pizza. Jones was given a job at his father's insurance company, Modern Security Life of Springfield. He received his master's degrees in business. Okay, there's where it goes. He began an oil and gas exploration business in Arkansas, Jones Oil and Land Lease, which became successful. His privately held company currently does natural resource prospecting. So, yeah, that's how he got all of his money.
So he made all that money, but he didn't actually sell the company to buy the Cowboys?
I don't think so.
Scroll down a little bit more. What did he buy the Cowboys for?
$140 million.
What are they worth today? Like $1.8 billion or something?
Yeah, I think it's over a billion.
Wow. They are the most lucrative or the most valuable NFL team, right? When it comes to that.
I believe so.
It's like them, the Giants. I think the Rams are up there in the top five. The 49ers. Just
'cause LA, New York.
Yeah.
Well, him owning the stadium helps, right? Because it's like part of the team, yeah. I think.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Value to be estimated 5.5.
Yeah, that's wow. That's a chunk of change.
Sell it.
Yeah, just sell it.
Sell half.
Don't leave any of it to your kids. They'll squander it all.
That's crazy.
Do we have any million-dollar ideas other than this podcast?
It's a jump to conclusions, Matt.
Jump to conclusions, Matt.
I get it.
I wish I did.
Open a pizza place.
I wouldn't even know where to begin and fail miserably. If Jerry Jones can't
let's
make
borrow
a pizza
money from the Teamsters and open some pizza places. Yeah. Bad pizza at that.
Yeah. That's the
Shakey's Pizza Parlor.
I wonder when the next what do you think the next big thing is gonna be? What do you think the next big multi-billion dollar like You're probably the most fiscally intelligent person that I know. I don't know very many fiscally important. So don't take it as too much of a compliment. Don't take too much of a compliment. I can't give you too much. But like, where do you think in what area of you know the commercial world do you think is the safest bet to like invest in doing something to make a shit ton of money? Like, where do you think it's going to come out of?
Ferrets.
I agree. You get two ferrets. They have more ferrets.
I made a really good trade like 2 years ago on Nivea stock. So
what is that?
They make chips that do AI.
So I would say, yeah.
I think it may already be too late for that.
But it's going to kill us. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah. You can help fund it.
you can help fund the death of mankind.
Speed that along.
let's get it over with, robots. Yeah. That shit.
I don't know. I don't know.
Some kind of tech thing. I mean, isn't it always something tech? It's not really going to be any natural resource stuff, is it?
Well, like lithium, but I think that's already running out for like the batteries for electric cars.
Yeah, they really thought that one through.
You know, turns out
fucking idiots. What is that like that?
Let's just use that dinosaur that
diesel fuel.
That meme that shows dinosaur juice. Shows some like fat guy with his stomach hanging out of the bottom of his shirt, like eating Cheetos off of his chest, watching like a true crime video. And it's just like, you know, they didn't take into conception, you know, or take it into consideration that their DNA would be left on this one area. And that was their biggest mistake. And it just cuts this guy. And he's just like, fucking idiot. Like, he's like laying on his couch, eating Cheetos
Speaking of oil, I watched Killers of the Flower Moon the other night.
And?
I made it all the way through.
I eventually made it all the way through.
It's good, but I understand that people would think it's slow.
See, I was just arguing with Ben the pilot, and he said that Killers of the Flower Moon was better than Oppenheimer.
Wow.
And I told him he was fucking nuts.
I find that hard to believe.
But he was just like, nothing fucking happened in Oppenheimer. I'm like, yes, it did. A nuclear bomb was invented, you fucking idiot. Would you even watch the movie, moron? But like,
Trinity?
Yeah. It was, it's interesting. Yeah. Comment on it. I'll put that on social media as a poll. Better. Well, the book was better. go full Colleen with it. The book was better. That's what's gonna what's gonna be on her tombstone. I said I'm gonna make sure that happens. It's just gonna see Colleen Pitzer dates and then the book was better as a quote. That's all it's gonna say.
The epitaph was better.
Yeah, the epitaph is better. Rosetta Stone. Was that? Yeah, that was an actual thing, right? That's not just a thing to teach you.
Napoleon stole it.
Did he? Do they not know where it's at? Google, Kyle, where's the Rosetta Stone? I think
Rosetta Stone was a real thing.
It was. It translated. Isn't that when they discovered hieroglyphics? I think that's true. I'm not going to.
Cleopatra.
There you go. Ancient Egyptian steel with inscriptions.
No, we meant the software.
That's right.
Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah.
In a British museum, imagine
that. Okay.
Millimeters. 44 by 29 by, so it's not huge.
No, it's not that big.
That's pretty big. I mean,
what languages?
Writing, ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, Greek, demonic script.
Ooh. 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 Nice. Devils. Devils. Timmy, I've noticed that you started embracing in watching sports movies. A lot more recently.
No. Which one? Which one did you go see?
Air Bud.
Nephew. No.
Oh, nephew wanted him. No.
Air Bud, Golden Receiver.
The original Air Bud.
What a great classic, great flick.
Michael G.
How did he catch a film? Let's get. How dare you insult Air Bud by referring to it as a flick. That is a modern film masterpiece. Yeah. It's like, you know, all these sports movies. I watched Million Dollar Arm today with John Hamm Slam. Yeah.
It's
a Disney fucking movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
It's fine.
I mean, it's literally just taking.
Classic Hamm.
It's taking what you. Like every one of those Disney sports movies are all like the exact same script, and then they alter them slightly. Mm-hmm. It's
if
the
you
same
told me
thing.
It was the rookie, I would have believed you.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. It was like, yeah.
Had that vibe.
The only, I'm like, okay, it had John Hamm and it had Alan Arkin in it. So I'm like, okay, I'll watch that because Alan Arkin's in it. I love that guy. That guy's fucking hilarious. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were looking confused.
I was trying to place him.
But yeah, but the, he was in a, what was that? What was the one? Little Miss Sunshine. He was like the dirty grandpa in it.
Yeah,
he's a Marley and Me.
Yeah,
we don't talk about that.
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. He's in that.
Glenn and Gary.
Yeah. ABC's.
Suck Ross.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm like, I was waiting for the joke. I was waiting for Kyle to somehow tie that into a joke, but he was actually talking about it.
Coffee's for closers.
Yeah, Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
What? More like
I'm in all kinds of films with all male casts. What, like Glengarry Glen Ross?
They fight just like real
people. Yeah, they fight just like real people. Another thing I found out.
Mm.
You've been gone for a few weeks. Kyle has right. been. But correct. The Jason J-Heat was telling us that there was a new Ghostbusters movie coming out that I hadn't heard a fucking thing about.
Yes.
I hadn't seen a trailer. I hadn't heard shit about it. I hadn't seen it on the internet. And I looked it up looked up the trailer online. It's coming out in like fucking like
soon,
a week.
Soonish.
Yeah. Straight to streaming?
No.
Oh. What's it called? It's something Frozen?
Frozen Empire or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Lame.
Did you watch the...
No.
No?
I haven't seen any of them past two.
Really? So you didn't see the Afterlife one?
No.
That was all right.
Yeah, I liked that one.
I liked it with Finn Wolfhard.
I liked the one with all the chicks.
I liked the one with all the chicks. Somebody, I'm trying to think where the hell I was at. Somebody was trying to talk about how good that version was. I can't remember where the hell we were at. Some guy was like, yeah, I thought that girl's one was funny.
They like the Ocean's 8. Bar.
Yeah, I know. It could have been.
I did not watch that one.
Ocean's 8 or the girl's Ghostbuster.
Hear me out. We remake it. But with all women.
With the women.
I know, right?
We need the fat, obnoxious one. We need one that can be mildly
hot.
We need a hot one. We need the lesbian and the black girl. Mm. And it's like, and then they literally, like, what's her name? What's the black girl's name in that from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah, she's not funny.
I think she's hilarious.
Maya Rudolph?
No, she is funny.
She is funny, yeah.
This one is not.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
She got crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Not in Ocean's 8.
No, she was in Ghostbusters.
Oh, what the hell?
Nice
I thought
try.
You guys were talking about.
Come on, catch up.
Mindy Kaling's Indian. You aware, racist bastard. No. I'm aware of Leslie Jones. That's it. She's hilarious, but they made her like awful in it. Like it was just so stupid. They didn't utilize her.
They just told her do your best.
Yeah, that's it was
some wild hair.
Yeah, I know.
Going on there.
She looks like a Incredibles villain.
Yeah. She kind of does.
Don King.
Or that what's the Don King. What's the the Chris Pratt superhero one? You should know it, Timmy. You have kids. Guardians of the Galaxy. What's the one with the tree?
Groot.
Yeah, that's what she looks like in that one.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Vin Diesel, right? He's the voice of Groot.
Really?
I think so.
No.
I didn't know that. I went to...
prove me wrong.
I went to pick up... I felt like I had a good one the other day.
Yep, you're right.
Look at that.
Wow.
Bautista was in that Dune movie.
They did a great job making him small.
Animating
he's skinny.
Him.
He's a big boy.
What? Okay. What's the?
He isn't Vin Unleaded. So he's a big dude.
What's the consensus on Zoe Saldana? What's your?
What do you mean?
I mean, like overall, do you like her? Do you
was
not?
She in, was she in Batman? The Batman? Who was that?
That's Kravitz, right? Zoe Kravitz.
Oh,
yes, yeah, okay. That's Zoe Kravitz.
By the way, the second Batman doesn't come out for like 3 years.
It just got pushed out.
Yeah.
When is the second Joker coming out? That's supposed to be a fucking musical.
With the Gaga.
With that Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
That's going to be in her Colombiana.
I don't know anything about this person.
I think she's very hot. I think she's
really?
Yeah. I did not see that. Yeah,
she
you
looks
know,
a little skinny for you.
The
mouth area looks weird.
Yeah. Well, her posing like that is strange. You need to find better pictures of her. Those are not good.
Oh, that's right.
It's clearly the camera that's the error.
My bad.
I mean,
okay. Yeah, look at her where she's not making a stupid face, where she's actually like smiling, legit. I think she's good looking.
I mean, she's attractive.
Yeah, I'm not.
But
I love all God's
children. If I see that fucking T-Mobile commercial one more goddamn time.
Drumline. Oh, she's got that coat on?
Yes. God, they just play it non-fucking stop.
T-Mobile wearing a coat?
Yeah, she's like talking into the mirror about how you could get like a free iPhone. And they're like, you look like a marshmallow. Isn't that how it ends? Or you look like a...
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
I never pay attention.
I now know who this is, yes.
Yeah. The acting...
I now know who this is.
I now know who this is from that commercial. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't know how other people felt about her.
I can't
she's
wait.
She's blue in this one. And then green.
Yeah. She kind of looks like Christina Ricci in that where she's green.
She's married to like a...
So that's why.
Maybe.
That's why.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Boy, that's a forehead on her.
Yeah, that's a light bulb forehead. Oof. Tyra Banks has a big forehead, too.
Yes.
It's huge. What if Timmy had an entire...
Timmy's been holding that back for years.
She's married to like a, well, not in that picture, but kind of looks like a Lane Staley doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Okay.
He kind of does look a little bit like him. He kind of looks like Lane Staley and Jason Momoa.
I would not trust that
together.
Guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
He does not look trustworthy.
No, he looks like he smells terrible.
You think so?
Like patchouli.
Yeah,
like
he smells deodorant. Very good. Because it's bad for his armpit.
Yeah. He has a lot of hair product.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't understand how women can be into guys that are like that into their hair and their looks.
He's very pretty.
He does kind of look like Lane Staley.
He may be prettier.
Yeah, he may be prettier
yeah,
than her.
Especially right there with the beard. Yeah.
Have you seen? It's so stupid, but it makes me laugh every time. The memes going around, the reels or TikToks or whatever, where it's like, your total is $3.87. Would you like to round up?
No! You haven't seen that? I can't believe we haven't sent that to you yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's talking about, it's playing the Alice in Chains Unplugged.
Okay.
And then it just says, would you like to round up to help kids go to college at Taco Bell? And it's during Rooster, and he just goes, no, that's the whole video. Like, it's fucking hilarious. But yeah,
it's so funny.
I saw a good one the other day. I almost forgot to tell you guys about this. It was amazing and I sided with both people. You ever see like the arguments and you're just completely Switzerland in it?
No.
Okay, never. You always have a strong opinion.
Yes.
So I call into
the Swiss were real, real cowards.
Real cowards.
I don't even use that term.
I don't even use that term. So I called in. I called in carry out lunch from O'Leary's, the bar over here.
I know what you got.
What I get?
Club.
I didn't. I got the fucking pork tenderloin sandwich, which is amazing too. O'Leary's Pub and Grub, Centerville, Ohio. If you're over there,
Ramadan.
The food's worth it, but it's a very piano band. It's a very piano man bar. There's a lot of people in there at like, you know, 11 o'clock on a Friday, you know, drinking already. And it's just, you know, kind of one of those old people bars. No, Mike's like, that's what I just came from that. But so I went in there and I'm waiting. They have like, you know, you walk up, it's an island bar and you have to wait like at the register to get your carry out order. That's right. Like, just like cheers, you know? So I'm standing there waiting for them to get my food and, with a forklift. And I got that joke off before anybody grabbed it.
The wheels are turning.
I was looking for
which way it would go.
But so I called it in, and you know, so I'm waiting at the counter, and she's like bagging it up in the back, right? And
in a trash bag.
Yeah.
Trash bag. In a 55-gallon bag.
Santa's fucking sleigh bag. And then, the story never ends. It just becomes like how big Joel's food. So, did I tell that one on
feed bag?
Did I tell that one on the joke about all the guys in Europe making fun of me for the size of my suitcase and calling it my lunchbox and everything? Like, because they're all like,
it's small?
No, because it's big. They're like, why do you have such a big fucking suitcase? And I'm like, they're like giving me like American jokes about, you know, you fucking Americans. And I'm like, well, if you guys didn't drive fucking Hot Wheels cars over here, because they're like bitching about having to drive us around and not being able to fit the suitcases in the back of the cars.
This is what happens when you win.
That's right. You get big suitcases when you win. But then, it was all like, oh, it's so big because it's his lunchbox. Like, talking. And,
I didn't even get the joke.
Yeah, it's for traveling snacks. Oh, yeah, they all know. They're well aware.
Oh, like, when they saw you the first time, was the reaction?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
He sounded skinny.
He sounded skinny on Zoom.
I thought that was Chewy.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm standing there waiting to get my carry out order, and there's this guy next to me who's in this girl. And the guy, it was still fucking cold out, you know, but he's wearing like nut huggers that look like something that had this wild fucking design on it that like looked like something you would wear to like the beach, like they were beach shorts.
Swim trunks.
Yeah. And he's got like, you can just tell this guy's a fucking dipshit just by the way that you look at him. But like, you know, you just see people and you're just like, that guy's a fucking moron. Like, you know, he was probably in his like late 20s, maybe 30 at the most.
He was the worst.
And he was fucking obliterated drunk. Like, you know, it is like 12:30 on a whatever. It was a Sunday.
Getting after.
He opted to not go to church. And then but he's standing there. And he's got this girl who I'm assuming is either his girlfriend or his wife. And you could tell that she's drunk, but not nearly as drunk as he is. But she's trying to, like, have this... She's, like, bitching at him for something. And I couldn't quite make out what she was bitching at him for.
Yeah.
But she's just like, no, you knew that, and you did it anyway. And he was just like, you're just like... Like, just, like, leave me alone. And then, like, she's like... No, and she's trying to, like... You know, keep it like quieter as she's still chastising him in the middle of this bar that there's not a lot of people in. But I'm just sitting there. It gets even better. And then she goes, she's like, yeah, well, I don't appreciate you doing that. And you did this and you shouldn't have done that. And he's just like, you're just like raging right now. she's like, I am not raging. He's like, you're like raging against the machine.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, and then she's like, no, I'm not. He's just bow, bow, chicka, bow, wow. Like,
I bet that diffused the situation.
And then she looks at him again.
Sure made it better,
and he's just like, bow, bow, chicka, bow, bow. Like he's doing it, and he's getting louder. And every time she tries to talk, he just goes, bow, bow, chicka, bow, bow, like screaming in her face.
Are you laughing at all?
Oh, I'm trying not to because I'm like, oh, I can. That one, if I was her, I'd fucking kill him. But I have to respect the dickheadedness.
Yeah.
Was like so good. But then he just goes, well, you don't like Tom Morello? And then I'm standing there, you know, I'm like not even from me to Mike across the table next to him. And he just looks and he's
Joel's
like,
in my lap right now.
Yeah. He's just like, I bet he likes Tom Morello. And I was like, I love Tom Morello. And he's like, see? Bow, bow, check him out. And I just like grabbed my food and walked out. I'm like, I wonder if she killed him later that night. It was so fucking hilarious. Man. I immediately come over and tell Amanda, I'm like, see? You get pissed about like me being a dickhead. Like I could be like that to where it's like.
Could always be worse.
I know. Could always be worse. It was literally like the equivalent of when somebody was trying to talk and you'd be like, sha-ra-ba-da-da, like when they were trying to say something. It was awesome. Yeah. But I bet you that guy has had his ass kicked a lot in his life.
Sounds like he needs it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough. One more. Yeah.
He doesn't learn from it. Yeah. He could use a solid ass whooping. Yeah. What's the last public like meltdown you've ever seen? Like in, can you remember the last time you saw somebody like going off on each other or like a fight happening in public in like a bar?
The ongoing story from our high school is I ran into McDonald's. We were on our way to Dixie High School for a basketball game, road game.
Greyhounds.
Yep.
He knows every fucking team mascot in the world. Go Greyhounds. He's stopping like New Lebanon or something.
Yeah. No, this was North Dixie Drive.
Oh, okay.
Across from the middle school.
And
I go, I think I was the only one who needed food or something. And I went in and like this guy's like working and all of a sudden this woman comes in and she's like, that piece of crap out there is three payments behind. You're effing done.
What?
And then I got like a full out like argument.
Oh my.
And I'm just standing
about a
there
car?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's uncomfortable. Yeah.
And that was what, 20 years ago.
You're fucking done. I wonder if he ever got caught up on his payments.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I ring the bell for good service.
Yeah.
Classic.
Every time. So Kyle does it every time walking out of Arby's. Bing!
I thought about doing it on the way here. Yeah. Didn't even get food. Just go in
just
there.
Just go in. Ring it. Walk out.
Thank you.
What can we get you? Yeah. Nothing.
No, I bet good. You Mitch is a compulsive bell ringer, too. That's something he would do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always behind him, too. Cause like he always orders before me because it takes longer to prepare twice as much food.
Oh, they're out of au jus. I'll wait
for the
au jus. Sir, the truck should be here any minute. Yeah,
the truck should be here. But he always walks out in front of me, and then he digs it, and then they're like, thank you very much from the back. It's like,
I wonder if that girl still works there.
No, she's kind of, she was thick, but not, yeah, she had a large breast and was,
she let him out.
Yeah, they yeah, she was a manager.
Arby's
she was a manager.
Always,
she's a manager.
Always low cut.
Yeah.
In an Arby's polo?
Yeah. I would have done
it was
unforgivable
awesome.
Things to her.
It was awesome.
Yeah, she was built to handle a pounding. She was like a
she's a big Montana
rock. She was a big Montana. Yeah. I think even Kyle's normally repulsed by large women.
No, I did like
but
her.
But yeah, he was.
I did like her.
He kind of surprised me. I'm like, really? Because she was older, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, not older. She was probably my age, maybe a couple years older.
MILF.
Management.
MILF.
Yeah, she's management material. It's $30 for a value meal there now. She's making
it
fat bank.
Wild.
That's going straight to her pocket.
That's going straight to her pocket. When's the last time you ate at Arby's, Timmy?
Actually, a couple days ago.
Did he? What'd you get? You're probably a big roast beef guy. Beef and cheddar? I don't know. I don't really go for the beef and cheddar.
I wonder how Arby's food arrives off the truck. Is it frozen?
I've heard it's like putty form.
Oh,
that's what I don't know.
I've
yeah, like
it's like a blue gel almost.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Dustin can tell us. Dustin fucking knows.
Call him.
He's in Vegas right now.
Call him.
Call him anyway. He's probably early.
He's at Casa Fuente.
Yeah, he's at. No,
he's
I think
still he's in Vegas.
He left Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
He's there
it's
all week
Thursday.
For work.
It's only Thursday.
Yeah, he's there all week
he's
for
out
work,
of money
and then
by now.
Yeah, she's and then Nicole's flying in.
Oh, cool.
And they're staying for the rest of the weekend. So
that's a long. I know.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, long. That's a lot of money to lose.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Like after the second night, I'm like, oof.
What's the
You don't want to be there more than three nights.
Yeah.
What's the one? It's connected. It's in the city center. It's connected to Aria's Casino, but it's a Hilton property. It's not Cosmo that got bought out, but it's like a higher end one. behind Aria Vidara. There's another one, but he's staying there.
Oh, Latina.
And, yeah, he's a, Dustin's a high roller.
Did he take a limo?
I don't know. He did only say though. Excalibur. He did say that he wants to take a limo to Creed. By the way, which is the equivalent shit. The equivalent of going to Excalibur.
Stretch Escalade.
Yeah, are you? You're going to Creed, right?
Yeah.
We gotta. You guys gotta get your fucking tickets, you bastards. You're going.
When is pretty it? Sure it's. I got a wedding that weekend. That's why I didn't.
It's August 2nd.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night though. Where's the wedding at?
In South Carolina.
Fucking loser.
I'm in it. So.
You're fucking lame. Yeah. You think Scott Stapp's been waiting this long to see you? You're gonna fucking.
He'll have to wait a little longer
to face him. I think Dustin's bought like four sets of tickets to multiple shows. He is fucking, you have good no idea. Him. Like, but you know, like the joke gets too real. Like, I don't have anything against Creed. I like Creed. I think Creed was a solid band that got shit on. I'm going to have fun at the concert. It's going to be nostalgia. But Dustin fucking loves Creed, like loves them.
So you have and, a Scott Stapp Cowboys jersey?
He doesn't have a Mark Tremonti poster hanging on his wall at his new house, though.
Are you serious?
He does.
Oh,
you know you didn't get that. You didn't get that text. He sent that picture out.
You serious, Clark?
Is it autographed?
No, unfortunately,
we can get it autographed.
Let's it's a Paul Reed Smith like trade poster.
Okay, yeah. So, Tremonti's like playing a Paul Reed Smith. It's like a trade poster for that.
I'm ticketless at the moment, but
it's sold out. But we'll be able to get them. They're not that expensive.
I'll get a media pass for this deal.
Yeah, exactly. We're with the Atlas podcast.
Oh, okay. Go on in.
Show the badge.
Oh, right this way.
I'll put a sticker on a lanyard.
Yeah. come right in. Yeah. Dustin wants to get.
This will be good.
He wants all of us to get Scott Stapp Cowboys jerseys and wear them.
But so many people are going to do that.
You think so?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
We got to be more creative.
I mean, I have a friend that has one.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, he. I mean, 21? Is he going to the show? Or is he going to be in the wedding?
He will be there. No, he will not be in the wedding.
He's the groom.
Please tell me it's Schaefer.
How much?
It is not Schaefer.
How much?
Schaefer's already married.
Mm. I mean, does Schaefer have the Cowboys jersey?
Oh no.
He how much does run?
I don't know how much it was.
Dustin was looking at like authentic ones, and I'm like, I'm not spending $250 for a joke, like.
Yeah, that's a little expensive. What
joke, man?
Yeah, what joke? Last time I checked, no one was joking.
I ain't joking.
You motherfucker. Yeah. But no, he's best fired up. Ever. I think Mitch is going. Jason's going. Timmy's going. Is your brother and Amanda going? My Amanda's going, and she's pissed that I'm making her go to it. She's not a Creed. She's a Creed hater.
Holly's going, but no.
Is she a Creed hater, too?
Holly? No. Amanda is. That's why Nathan and Amanda wouldn't go.
Oh.
How could you hate
her? She hates everything. I don't know. She hates everything.
Well, so, I mean, she loves Cannibal Corpse.
She doesn't like dogs.
She loves Cannibal
Corpse. She can't be trusted. She doesn't like dogs.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
But, like, I'm telling you, like, at least, like, 12 or 15 people that I know, like, from high school are all like, oh, fuck, we're going to be there, too. Yeah. Like, it's going to be
people that are going to be
it's sold out. It's sold out in, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
It's wild. Did you see the shit with the new venue they're building down there?
They bought out Coney Island.
And people are throwing shit fits about them. They can't close Coney Island. Has anybody been to Coney Island? Have you been there? It is a fucking shithole.
Yeah, it was there like 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
It's
a dump.
And there's just nothing to it.
Yeah, it's just a wave pool, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And like a couple of shitty fucking, although I did have a lot of fun playing skee ball there, like probably 20 years ago.
I
didn't even
see the skee ball, maybe 20 years ago. I don't think they have skee ball anymore.
You used to buy the tokens. Yeah, they probably don't. Yeah. Skee
ball is awesome.
I know. I love me some skee like ball.
When was the last time you went to King's Island?
Let's see. It's 2004. I remember it well. It was the fall.
They stopped selling that blue ice cream.
That was the last
after
time.
I ate the last.
After I ate the last scoop of it, it's as fucking. I remember the last time I went. It's probably been 10. I can tell you exactly when it was. Look up Google. This is how I remember shit. Google Fury 325. The roller coaster that broke. Remember that cracked? Pull up its Wikipedia and find out what.
Stone images, sorry.
Oh, is this the one?
Find out when did it open on its Wikipedia? 2015. So it's been nine years because we bought a one of those platinum Cedar Fair passes that year, and we went to Cedar Point, we went to Carowinds, and we went to Kings Island a bunch, and that was the last time I went. So it's been almost 10 years now.
95. And then it cracked, huh?
Yeah. It cracked right after Joel quit going. Yeah. No,
all the games now are.
We like to call this medal fatigue.
Everyone's a winner with the games now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you no.
Every fucking single one of them.
A bucket of rings cost you like fucking $400.
But it doesn't
now.
Matter if you don't.
How much does it cost?
If you don't win the game, you still get a prize.
Oh, that sucks.
Everybody's a winner.
Lame.
How much does it cost to get in? Ooh, look at the
what happened there?
Big the mouse gun.
If you shake it.
Getting excited when
you
shake it.
Oh, my God. It's getting
so horny. Oh. How much does it cost to get into King's Island?
You sounded like Mark Norman, right? When he does, I'm so
horny. I did
kind
of a little bit. I'm not sure. His clips come up on my Instagram all the time now.
Well, I bet you it's 70 plus now to get in the door.
I would guess.
And what, 20 for parking?
Yeah, something like that.
I remember when it used to be $8.
Because they say if you go twice, it pays for a gold pass.
Let's see.
Daily tickets?
Really? Is that some kind of deal they're running?
All day dining. That's what you got to do.
Single day visits, only $45, huh?
Wow. It says save up to $40. Yeah. So it's probably upwards
of $84.
Okay, so that's using a coupon.
Yeah. So if you, just walk in, it's probably $84.
Jesus. Ridiculous. But yeah, you can buy that. But I mean, that's saying once they get you in the door, that's where they make all their money anyway from you buying that. The greatest La Rosa's pizza in the world.
Oh, Moonlight.
Yeah, after four, $34.99.
Archibald.
I haven't ridden the Ryan or any of the big ones.
We went once last year, but I got the kids' passes for this summer.
They're right at that age now where it's good too.
Yeah.
You can dump Megan. I almost said her name. They already heard it. not that she cares anyway, or anyone knows who she is. But the oldest one is old enough to be responsible with the youngest ones yet. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Where you could drop them off at the park and then. But don't they have supervision rules now?
They do.
Yeah, they gotta be accompanied by an adult now.
Yeah.
that never happened at Coney Island.
15 and below. I remember when Nathan and I were teenagers. Dude, we.
Fucking going all the time.
We're there by ourselves, fucking all day long. Yeah.
Learning.
They don't allow that anymore.
LIVIN. The flood police have kicked in.
So I upped my brewing game here recently.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Nice. Finally pulled the trigger and got a stainless steel conical fermenter.
It'll
make everything a lot more streamlined, easier to clean. Mm. And I bought it big enough so, because I'm trying to. Upgrade to a level where we'll be able to brew a full keg, like a half barrel at one time.
Yeah.
Trying to
That's pretty sweet.
Haven't even taken it out of the box. I picked it up right before I came here.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Someone's stealing it out of your truck right now.
You really should have locked that motherfucker.
How much did that thing cost? What did it cost?
Just shy of $1,800.
Oh, wow.
With all the accessories and shit.
That's a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Yikes. Your beer better not suck. No.
So, so the next in order.
What are you going to do first in it?
I don't know. I think I'm going to try something I haven't done yet. I just did 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was a jalapeno cream ale and a cherry wheat.
Oh, cherry wheat.
They're ready to be caked.
What was that shit you made for Beal and we fucking drank it? Like, it was awesome. It was like a red.
It was just a red, yeah.
He brought a fucking mini keg to Beale Street. Yes.
Red Dog?
Yes.
Red Dog. It's an Irish red.
Yeah.
Ooh, like Killian.
It was really good. It was fucking really good. I was looking for any reason to shit on Timmy's, hobby.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet this will be good.
Oh, yeah. This will be fucking great.
Well, shit.
Glad I didn't buy the Red Dog on the way down here.
Even the stuff that we did here using the well water turned out pretty good.
Yeah. Used the well water, gave it a little natural feel to it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
The dysentery was nice, too.
It was. The dysentery that came with it was awesome.
It tasted a little bit more grainy than normal. But
that's the limestone.
Who doesn't like grains?
That was a septic leak.
Grains good. That was a septic
leak. You drank it. You didn't even know it.
Shit. Somebody was telling me, I can't remember who told me this, was telling me a story about how they were in New Orleans. And they were in a bar in New Orleans.
It's called Nolens.
It's called Nolens. They were in a bar in New Orleans, and on fucking, you know, Bourbon Street, and everyone's fucking hammered.
Not familiar.
Yeah, not familiar. I never heard of it. And went was walking to like the bathroom. There's like a, you know, line at like this bar, and goes to the bathroom and opens up the door of the bathroom, and there's a girl on her knees sucking off two guys at one time.
Wow.
Huh.
And he was just like, what the fuck? Like, when he walked in there, and then, so then they get up and they leave. All right. Mm-hmm. And he like pisses and then walks out of the bathroom. What? And his buddy, who was outside of the door, was like, dude, you'll never believe this. This chick just came out of the bathroom and started making out with me.
Oh, no.
She just went in the bathroom sucking off two guys. Oh, wow.
Jesus. Like, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, New Orleans. That would be, yeah, that'd be, yeah. That's odd.
Rough.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like, did you like that one, Mike?
That took a turn. That's I was good. Not
yeah,
expecting.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they don't. That was sometimes they take turns. Yeah. You don't know that?
Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they take both of them at the same time. Yeah. What else has been going on, Kyle? How's married life?
Not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad. So far, so good.
The sex dwindling yet?
Oh, no.
Look at him. He looks fucking exhausted.
You do.
She's texting me right now.
Yeah. Give me that dick, what son.
Where are you at?
When are you going to quit that gape like you want? Yeah. Come over and throw it to me.
I got that dildo anal ready for you.
I need rail.
Whoever wrote that, I'm going to find you too, by the way. Whoever you're listening to this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Could be anyone.
Yeah, literally, the list of suspects. Could be anyone in this room right now. Ooh. I don't know who it could be.
But yeah. Handwriting analysis.
Yeah, I know. Do some handwriting analysis. Yeah, for the people listening.
The Zodiac.
I had a list of things for like merch on there.
They were great ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally fucked up the list.
Starting this list. And it's
be serious. A t-shirt with a logo on it? What?
Logo t-shirts. Well, that was the second thing I had written on there. I can't even remember.
Oh, I thought you still had it.
No, I thought it was downstairs on the notepad.
It said Patreon.
I don't think it did. Oh, yeah.
No.
I need to remember that for Patreon. Just write Patreon. Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Was it Classic Magnum?
Oh, yeah, something related to Classic
logo,
Magnum.
Classic
and then
Magnum.
Somebody just wrote dildo anal underneath. On this list, and then we're out back talking, and Mike's like, does that say dildo anal? Why are you writing that on there? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
you weren't supposed to do that.
I remember writing a story.
You ripped it and ate the paper.
What are you talking about?
I remember writing a story that
oh boy,
and this is a true story. I think I was probably in like fifth or sixth grade, and I was writing a story for like, you know, writing class. You had to, you know, like whatever, a short story. And
I tested Scrody out of that. I didn't have to take that.
Ooh.
And it was like
Booger Balls.
Yeah, the tail of Scrody McBooger Balls. And the, so it was like, you know, it was some like military oriented, you know, shit where I was writing about, you know, like guys, you know, fucking shooting each other and all kinds of shit. Like that. Yeah. And I was like, doing all this stuff.
I can't hold them up.
And I turned it in.
Yeah.
And I got it back with this fucking mark at the end of it, like the last sentence. Like I'd written it at home, like on the kitchen, you know, on the kitchen table where I like did my homework.
Did it say D minus?
And I had it didn't say D minus. And I looked at the last sentence, and in a woman's handwriting, it just said, "Oh shit, my fucking penis just got ripped off."
Your
mom
did that.
Yeah. Oh wow! My sister wrote that at the end, and I turned it into the teacher without looking at it. But like the teacher knew. The teacher knew, like obviously knew that somebody was. It wasn't my handwriting, but yeah, just like had crossed out and didn't say anything about it.
Oh.
But just had like the marker had like teacher. Marked the whole thing out. I think it was Mrs. Beckley, my fifth grade teacher. Oh. Yeah, I wrote
she
the, yeah.
that.
Part. Yeah. Well,
if you're listening,
my fucking penis just got ripped off. I'll never forget that. It was written in the
what
cursive.
A cliffhanger.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, really.
To be continued.
Did it end? Yeah. Well, my sister was full of all kinds of great ones. Yeah. Bitch.
How old was your sister, Vid, to write that?
I mean, how old are you in fifth grade?
10?
11 or 12, yeah, mm-hmm. 11.
And I was always younger, so I probably was 10. So she was 16, 15, 16?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, depending on how old I was, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
pretty funny.
Yeah.
You guys pumped about the new Twister movie? Have we talked about that yet?
I haven't heard. I've heard rumblings of it, but I tell you, I'm in.
Yeah. Twisters.
Twisters.
Yes.
When's plural. That coming out?
Sometime for sequel. This summer.
Is there any major stars in it?
The dude from Top Gun 2's in it. That Glenn Plow.
Oh, the guy from Everybody Wants Him. The one who picks up women by proactively talking about how small his dick is.
Yeah. Is that?
He was John Glenn in Hidden Figures.
AKA.
Yeah, Dustin was not happy about having to edit that out. One, because I made him do it, but two, he figured we should have left it in. That's
what I got to do work, and yeah, I disagree with the editorial.
I disagree with it. Yeah. I don't know if you were here for that one or not, Tim. We'll have to explain that one afterwards.
It was in the, chat. I think it was in the text group.
It might have been.
Because I knew about it. I don't think I was here.
Whose statement was it?
Kyle's.
That would be me.
I think it might be Kyle's only edit of the entire history of the It List podcast.
Probably.
Yeah, it was.
Let that one slip a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know how many times. He's never been edited.
No.
He has. He
never will.
Couple.
That's right. That's
Mark was the longest running edit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we've ever had to edit Mitch. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's just because we don't care what people
think. We don't care what he thinks.
You deleted that whole episode he was on.
Yeah, that's right. That's you're true. Off of this one. Somebody text me. They will remain unnamed. Text me. It was like, if I hear that motherfucker talk about improv one more time, I'm going to.
Shots fired.
Is it someone we know well?
It's a Patreon subscriber.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I ran into Andrew Muntz last week.
Oh, yeah?
And he did not have his running shoes on.
He did not.
So, still doesn't happen.
He was afraid of you, Kyle.
Yep.
He was afraid of you. Where'd you run into him at?
Up in Columbus for one of those.
Oh, you went up to that? Mm-hmm. I almost went to that.
Well, are you guys supposed to throw down or something?
There's an ongoing discussion about a foot race.
Yeah. Oh, a foot race.
Yes. Yeah,
see, man, it really is. I don't know. I wouldn't know who to. I would put my money on Kyle because Kyle's got longer legs and he's skinnier. But Andrew's in really good shape, too.
He is in good shape.
But like, I don't know. But he's short, so I don't know. I think Kyle might be able to take it. I bet Kyle's really fast, but like, sexually,
remember when Kyle proved that he could dunk
on the bent rim with a fucking baseball?
He always rounds down.
First of all, it was a basketball, and the only reason I used that
it was
rim,
one of the ones you got out of a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Incorrect. Official size.
Measure it. Measure it.
The only reason I used that rim, the other three were being used.
You should have had one of those kids film it.
Then you guys wouldn't have seen my sweaty
mixtape.
Right.
with their phones.
Kyle's mixtape. And one.
Yeah. Hot sauce.
The professor.
Yeah. Have him kick in the slow motion as you're going on.
Have I told a story about when I got and one mixtaped?
At the park
by my parents' house? One summer, like high school.
I don't know if I've ever heard this.
I got on this kick where I would like go jogging and then I would just shoot baskets at the park like over the summer because I had no friends.
I've been there. Only not much I get basketball and I don't ever run.
And like one day these guys came up and they were really good at basketball. And they were like, oh, do you want to play? And I was like, I mean, I'm not very good. I just like shoot baskets for the fun of it, but I guess. And like
I was playing
defense, and this guy literally bounced the ball off my forehead, like between my eyes, and it came right back to him. And he like that was like his move.
Wow, dick!
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
I'm trying to remember.
They stole my basketball.
Yeah, they stole my basketball. Call me gay.
We were playing for keeps.
He pantsed me. I didn't like to play basketball in public parks because I was always afraid they were going to make me be skins. That happened one time, and I was like, "Nah, I'll never do this again." Yeah, when I was in like eighth grade, seventh grade, Like, hey, fat kid, take your shirt off. I'm like, can't you tell that
I'm trouble, trouble.
Do we need to do the shirts and skins? Like, come on. Like,
I think we can just figure out who's on what team.
I think I can just know who's on
We're all wearing
team.
Blue, right. For God's sake. They're in uniforms.
Yeah, right. They're in uniforms.
Hey, Fatso, hey, lose Fatso. The shirt, Tubbs.
Hey, Tubbo, drop the shirt. That means you.
You guys are literally in basketball uniform.
Not you, you around. Yeah. Yeah.
Ride the lightning.
I was just sitting there going, like, God could just. I just quit playing defense because I wanted the game to be over with. I was just letting them.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, letting them. Yeah, I'm like, any day now, like, a group of, like, the popular girls are going to ride by on their bikes or some shit and see my fat ass out here trying to play basketball with their shirt on.
Ooh, that's
dope. Oh, my God.
I didn't know he played hoops.
I didn't know he was so rugged.
Or that he had nipple rings.
Yeah, or that he had nipple rings. Or
a
third.
A nubbin?
A third nipple ring, yeah. A nubbin. Boink, boink, boink.
How much would it take for us? If we paid for it, would you get your nubbin pierced?
Hell, pierced?
Yeah.
I don't know if you could pierce it. It would just be like
if I paid
the
for the
skin.
Consultation, would you go?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think I wouldn't get my
that sounds like a scheduling.
I wouldn't
issue
get my regular nipples pierced.
Yeah. He's not opposed. Yeah. He just doesn't have time.
I don't think so. Not just to pay for it. I would have to be compensated to do something like that.
All right, fair enough.
I wouldn't just
what
let
about
them.
The extra pleasure?
The extra pleasure. it has no sensitivity.
It's now
just,
it does.
It's just skin. Yeah. No.
Wait, you said you do want your other nipples pierced though?
I said no. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's what you said.
That's just. I mean, I don't. What do you think is creepier?
Here we go.
Do you think a guy who has his nipples pierced,
I know where this is going.
Or a guy who has his wiener
there
pierced?
It is.
Like what? There like what it is? Is? They're both creepy.
Wiener.
100%. Like,
but wiener. I get what you're driving at though. Like
nipples weird and creepy, but wiener takes the cake.
What is your opinion of girls with their nipples pierced?
Not a fan.
Not a fan of it? What about you? I mean, are you? No?
Nah.
What about you? No. No?
Unnecessary.
Yeah, very unnecessary is a good word for it.
I would definitely agree with unnecessary,
not my
but
thing.
There's also a thing about like.
How do you fly?
What's that?
How do you get on a plane? Lots of explaining to do.
How do you go through TSA?
Lots of explaining to do.
But like. That, I mean, I agree. I think it's unnecessary, but there is.
And quite the surprise when you don't know, by the way.
Say what?
Yeah.
I wonder how prevalent it is now. There was a phase where there were a lot of girls getting like piercings done, a lot of them.
Well, the belly button was.
I think,
big.
I mean, yeah. Is there any girl who's over 30 who doesn't have their belly button pierced now that, like, our age,
Megan,
in our age
Megan,
group?
Megan does not.
At one point, you mean?
She's, how old is she?
30.
All right, add some age to that. I'm just thinking from a standpoint of like me, like a few years behind me, maybe your age.
Okay.
To your age, maybe even to 50 now. Mm-hmm. It was almost like every woman on the planet had their belly button pierced.
Yes. Almost every girl in our high school did, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Playboy tan.
Yes, tattoo. Yes. Oh,
yeah,
my God. I forgot about that.
So hot.
I would say
it was.
So
it was.
I would say the nipples are probably more popular now with women than they were.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
You see a lot of women with their nipples pierced?
I don't see them.
I don't see
them. That's a loaded question.
I just jerk off to them on the internet.
I don't see
them. I just visualize it in my head. No.
But would you consider that? Is there anything that a woman can do to herself other than becoming like, you know, a fucking hippopotamus? But like,
jeez.
I'm talking to Kyle. Whoa. That's delivered to Kyle. Kyle hates the fatty boobatties. And
shut up, fat girl.
Still kill
shut
me.
Shut up. Kill me.
Shut
and,
up.
I don't know. I think you could find some space underneath there if she lost her balance.
Give
and,
me
food. But the is there like one like something like that from a standpoint of like a tattoos. That is an
face
a one,
tattoo would be one.
Okay, 100% like sex deal breaker.
Oh.
That's okay. There's the there.
Like,
yes,
he's like looks like it.
The fathead Joel curveball comes in.
Yeah, that changes things.
Yeah. Hook. So like, would you see a girl, a hot girl with her nipples pierced, and be like, I'm not touching her because that's gross? Would you be like, oh,
yeah,
you dirty
no
whore?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And you kind of enjoy
America,
that.
She's got a cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You would never sleep with a girl who smoked a cigarette.
Correct. That was always a big
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. Jennifer Aniston smokes.
Then she ain't getting this.
Yeah. She ain't had none.
She ain't getting this. Put down the Pall Mall.
She smokes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she's not that
she'll
cheap.
She'll quit for Kyle.
Yeah, she'll quit just for you.
Does she really smoke?
Oh, yeah. She's a notorious known smoker.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Black lung.
I know. But she probably smokes this natural.
Get her to quit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look it up. I don't know if she still does, but she was all through the Friends era, she smoked.
The Anistons. That was just one of them. Still smoke?
Until 2007. She quit in 2007.
She's good.
She's good now.
She's good now.
But back when she was hotter than she was now.
Google celebrities who surprisingly smoke. This might be interesting.
Paul Rudd.
Well, not successfully. That
one. Oh, who successfully quit smoking?
I want celebrities people, that smoke. I'd say, surprisingly, though. Yeah, surprisingly. I want weird that you wouldn't really think.
What I would Google is celebrities you didn't know smoked. That would be a list like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll come up.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, no. I guarantee fucking she smokes.
Schwarzenegger.
He smokes cigars.
Barack.
That doesn't count. Paltrow smokes? No fucking way. Yeah, wait, you're going to have to go deeper into this. Yeah. Go into Ranker.
Oh, here we go. Back to
there,
Ranker.
There we go.
Down the rabbit hole we go.
Yes, let's go.
Oh, Emily Blunt. Wow.
She's British. British people smoke, man. People over there smoke big. It's fucking crazy. How many? I don't know who this fucking guy is.
Don't know.
One Direction kid?
Gwyneth. I don't know.
Oh, Gwyneth.
It said one light American spirit. Once a week on Saturday night.
That
doesn't count.
I don't know. Yeah, that sounds more like her.
That sounds weird.
She would have it regimented too.
Kristen Stewart. She's weird.
Yeah, she definitely smokes.
She's,
sure.
She's out there.
Yeah, I like damaged
goth.
Chicks.
Goth.
Sophie Turner.
Game of Thrones chick.
Nah, she's vaping though.
Elijah Wood. Kind of. Yeah.
Been outspoken about wanting more rights for smokers.
Wow.
I like him.
30 clove cigarettes per day.
Damn, really he's a pack and a half. Yep, he's actually smoking. Yeah, I know she smoked.
Oh, getting after it too.
Oh yeah, I believe she smokes. Lana Del Rey. I
mean, there's a picture of her with one. She's got.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen her smoke.
Yeah, I knew
Leo.
He
vapes now.
When you look at him at all those award shows. He has a fucking dip in his lip.
Oh, does he?
Nice.
Yeah, when he's of course, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, really?
Shocking. I'd be surprised if he didn't smoke.
Right.
Chris Brown. Oh, yeah.
Not surprising.
Right before you need a cigarette and you're beating shit out of her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that one.
She didn't have one in that movie she was in.
It's a diet. The
thing. What movie was she? Oh.
She claims it's sexy.
The comeback story that she was in? Comeback story? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she got cum on her back. Bella Hadid.
Who the hell is this?
I don't know. There's a celebrity. Fassbender.
British, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh no, Moss. I was thinking Kate Moss. Elizabeth really? She is so ugly.
Zoe.
That woman is so
ugly. That's what the money's for.
She's definitely odd looking.
Simon Cowell.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
England.
There's Kate Moss. Oh, yeah. Total smoker.
That goes great with cocaine.
Yes.
Pattinson. Didn't I have him?
Hmm.
I don't think I knew he was British.
I don't know who Lily Allen is.
These are all British people.
Are they?
They really are. Yeah, they are. Kate Winslet. They are all from England.
They're literally all British.
She smokes in 08.
Courtney Love.
She's wow. I would have never guessed.
No way.
She's gone back from crack.
Okay.
Thurman.
But she quit.
Really? Chris Evans.
What does it say? He bummed a cigarette off of someone during his GQ interview in 2011.
He's an occasional smoker.
Says he's not.
But he often been caught. He says he's not, but it's often been caught smoking.
Born in 81.
Captain America.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I knew that she smoked. That doesn't even look like her anymore.
Just by her voice.
Look at her face. That doesn't even look like Miley Cyrus.
It's a shame.
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, she's got to smoke.
Oh, Britney.
I remember seeing pictures of her.
40 a day, 2 packs a day. Damn.
Hell yeah. What did you? How many did you smoke at the height of your...
Oh, yeah.
I was about a pack a day.
Were you?
Unless I went out drinking, then it could potentially be two.
Yeah.
Who took Kirsten Dunst to prom?
Chris.
I know, it was Chris something.
Dickerson.
Yep.
Chris Dickerson.
That's it. You know, I had a random situation where I was thinking about...
And queefs at parties. Cameron Diaz smokes cigarettes with her vagina and queefs them out at parties.
Harry Potter.
Remember Ryan Mallett?
Uh-huh.
Who's He's this? Dead.
Is he?
Yeah. Motorcycle accident.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a nightmare.
Shocking.
I know. I looked him up the other day.
Mel.
No way.
Hating on everyone is hard work.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I knew she smoked. I remember seeing that one.
Catherine Heigl?
Yeah, she vapes.
She like a notorious bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people
she's
don't
hard
like
to work
with.
Yeah.
Katy Perry and the Jugs.
Frequently spotted smoking cigarettes.
Nikki Hillenwell.
Nikki.
Look at her face.
Two together there.
She looks like she looks like a not an anti-smoking ad right there.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke. No.
No, Mickey Rourke would never smoke.
Mickey Rourke?
Snooki.
Snooki, no.
Does she count as a celebrity?
Sienna Miller, she's good looking. Kind of a little bit pointy nose, though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Adele.
British.
Bash.
She quit smoking after she had throat surgery, and now her voice sucks. It's better when it's covered in smoke.
Eva.
Eva Longoria.
Oh, no.
Ashley Olsen. Marlboro Reds, classy.
Cowboy Killers.
Really?
Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yeah. Look at her skin.
That, yeah, she's old. Yeah.
She is a human form of a fucking Salem 100. Yeah. Who the fuck's Liam Payne? I don't know who Cheryl Cole is with her frozen face. Oh, of course.
Oh, well.
He's a fucking rock star. Noel Gallagher. The other Mary Kate does.
Why didn't they just put them together?
I know.
Yeah, dumb. They're the same person.
Nicole Richie, same person as Paris Hilton.
Oh, dead.
Dead. Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. Dead.
Dead.
Did they ever announce what killed her?
Probably lung cancer.
They still haven't said what Matthew Perry died of. Like, I'm still waiting to hear this. Like, I want official confirmation.
I think we know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he killed himself.
Oh, Heather Locklear.
God, she looks like ass now, man.
Yeah.
She was so gorgeous. She was
beautiful, yeah.
It was like, what the fuck? That's what dating rock stars will do to you.
What?
Who the fuck is her? Tamara Ecclestone?
Italy. The Italian bird?
Yeah, I shagged her rotten, baby. Yeah.
This seems like more than 55, by the way.
Yeah, we've been at this a while.
Taylor Momsen was a child star.
Yeah, and Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch.
Yes, it's Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch. She's the lead singer now of, what are they called?
Pretty Reckless, I think.
Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Never heard of him.
She's very skinny.
That's 55 right there.
Yeah. I knew we were getting
what? I just slapped myself in the knee and it hurt like a bitch because my knees.
Say something funny?
Yeah. They're ball slappers now, Mike.
Oh. A lot of people smoke.
Mm. Oh. Stop.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette, Kyle?
Yes.
He never has.
Never
he,
smoked.
He's never smoked. And I've tried to get him 1,000 times to smoke a
cigarette. I tried to teach him to smoke.
When I was at a NASCAR race, I smoked a couple cigarettes. Yeah.
Did they give you a free pack?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of Winston's.
Yeah.
Whole carton. Yeah, they're
back
just,
when it was the Winston
they're
Cup
shooting
series.
Cartons of Winston's out of the fucking balloon launchers like t-shirts at fucking games.
Oh, Margaret Robbie
is a heavy smoker.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan Gosling.
Wow. Yeah.
That is kind of surprising.
Affleck knows that. Pitt has always smoked.
Yeah. We know Obama does.
Yep. Yep. Good.
Why is that good?
Everybody smoke. The world's a better place where everyone's smoking. Remember how awesome the 80s were? Everybody smoked.
I don't know.
Casually. They're just sitting around smoking cigarettes and Ghostbusters, having a conversation.
But when you go somewhere where they're still smoking indoors.
I will agree with you on that. You didn't get to witness. You probably didn't even get to experience
it, did you? I had a smoker dad.
No.
My sister praying you would say first available. Please say first available. What fishes? I'm so hungry.
Smoking.
We'll wait.
Please say first available. No,
me and my sister were just looking at each other like, please.
You're killing
did
us.
Did your mom ever smoke?
Yeah.
She smoked too?
Yep. She quit though.
Okay. Does your dad still smoke?
Yes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Holding strong. That's right. It's a man.
You gotta respect that.
It's a fucking man. My dad quit 3 years later, dead. That's what killed him. Yeah. You smoked. Did you smoke menthols?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know how you did that.
I smoked for 15 years.
Jesus Christ.
Great breath, though.
Yeah, I know.
Good kiss. I mean,
they tell me, the doctor tells me I have great lungs and my heart sounds strong, so I'm all right. It's the cancer that'll get me. No, the, but yeah, no, but when it had, like, when it, I'm trying to remember when they outlawed it in the actual bars. I was in my mid-20s. I would guess like 2006 or 7, probably.
I was going to...
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I remember once going out to eat, and they still had the smoking and non-smoking section.
And I remember for like a year or two, it was still legal in Kentucky. So if you went over
It's still legal in Alabama.
Is it?
I think it's like the last state. I went to a tavern to eat when I was down there in Huntsville.
Tavern.
It was actually the food was fucking awesome, by the way.
Really?
And in Huntsville.
Did you partake in the smoking when you were in
there? I did not. I just walked in and was like, holy shit, there's fucking ashtrays and people are smoking in here. And I was like, sweet, America's coming back. Yeah.
Honey, we're moving.
We're moving
to Bama.
This fucking guy just sat down.
Sell the house. I'm in Huntsville.
I was proud of myself. It was the first, I was telling Amanda about it. It's the first time that, you know, I avoid people because I don't want to get into a conversation with some boring ass fucking jackass.
Yeah.
Who's going to talk my ear off when I'm at a bar.
You do a podcast with us.
Right. Makes sense. Well, I like all you guys. Aww. No, but there you go. There's your compliment for the week.
He's going to double down.
Now you sound like Carter.
Yeah. And thank you, Cal. And, so I go and there it's across the street. I mean it's technically like I think Mason, Alabama. It's west of Huntsville, so it's.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I know I am a total liar. And it was across the street. There was a strip mall there, and there was a like a bar tavern. And I'm like, all right, and it had decent ratings.
Did the sign just say tavern?
It didn't. Okay. I can't remember what the place was called, but it was really fucking. The food was awesome, but like the. So I go in there. I mean, you walk in and it's like there's two. I'm trying to think of a bar. I mean, it kind of reminded me of Wings, okay. Like, but it, I mean, it was a little bit darker and like, yeah, it was just way more. And there's dudes wearing fucking like biker jackets, like outside sitting on the patio. And I walk in there, I'm like, biker bar. All right. And, I go
biker.
In and yes, biker. And so I go in and there's like maybe. It's a small bar, but it's like maybe like 10, 10 seats at it. And I go to the far right and there's one dude all the way on the left end. And I'm like, all right, sweet. And I like just talk kind of bullshit with the bartender and ordered food. And then this guy walks in and he's just like, I can tell him like, here he comes. He's just
right or left. Which way are we going?
He's just going to start fucking talking to me. And then I literally consciously told myself in my head, I'm like, just fucking like, don't get any preconceived fucking notions about whatever. Like, this guy's gonna be annoying because it's gonna, a man has told you, like, you put the bad juju out into the world and this is why these bad things happen to you. And I'm like, no, it's not.
You are a terrible person.
Yes, I am a terrible person. But like, when you're always negative about the outcomes, it's why you're always gonna find the negativity. And I'm like, well, I agree with that, but I don't search for the negativity. It's just happens. Woman. Yeah. Go make me a sandwich.
I knew you were gonna nag me today.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna nag me. And so like, I go, this guy comes up and he's just like, and he starts talking to the bartender. And then like, I can tell he's just like, the guy's like a chatty Kathy guy.
Yeah. You could always tell those guys.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for somebody.
Well, yeah. And they're just
seeking it out. They're always
like yeah.
See the loneliness.
Right. Right. And then he just starts talking to me about something on the TV. And I was just like, you know what? I'll engage this guy and start talking to him. And then we start bullshitting and then. By the time, then like two more people came in. Like by the time, then like 3 hours had gone by, we were all like having a blast in this bar, just interacting and bullshitting all the way across the bar with one another. There was an old dude from Indiana who snowbirded in Florida. There was a guy who was a construction worker who was on his third DUI and had to pay $600 a month in insurance. And how bullshit was in Alabama. There was a woman from Maine who now lives down in Huntsville. And then this guy who started the whole thing was he worked for BASF and he was a traveling rep for them.
Oh.
And he came over. He lived over in like Spartanburg. And then like, I come here all the time. I love this bar. And well, and like by the end of it, it was like the bartender was bullshitting with everyone. And like everyone was having a blast. These, you know, the 10 people that were in there were like, it was like a thorough day. And I'm just like, I walked out of there and I'm like, I actually enjoyed myself tonight. Like, you know, his name was Jay. And a great kisser. No, huge dick.
But yeah, he pulled his mask off and it was Nick Saban.
That was Nick Saban. Yeah. You know, recruiting. And it was nice. It was I opened myself up and allowed it. Yeah, I felt like I progressed as a human being. Yeah.
Well, you should be proud of yourself. Yeah.
Then the next morning I'm flipping people off and cussing them out when I'm driving around.
Yeah, well that happens.
You know, periodically.
In your work car.
Yeah. No, well, rental, yeah. They got the name plastered on the side of it.
They make you put a magnet on the door though.
Kid, would I actually say that?
what kind of car do you normally rent?
I'll just go for like a standard SUV or an intermediate SUV.
Okay.
They're all about the same fucking price unless you get the sports car, or the minivan, or the full size like Suburban.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're like rolling up in like Kias.
No.
Stadiums.
No, I'm not doing that. And yeah, it's who knows? It's kind of like do this until you get told not to kind of thing going on right now.
I don't think that doesn't sound unreasonable.
Yeah. But it's weird. The whole disconnect with European culture in here, there's definitely you can feel it when you're interacting with them.
We're
about
winners.
Right. Winner. Just the difference in things like that, you know, like cars, and
they would never need a huge car.
No, they're all like their fucking cars are tiny as fuck over there. Like they're all like Eric's car, the fit. Like they're all just small little like hatchbacks.
Is there a Dutch car manufacturer?
There's a bunch of them. And like, and I've seen all these car names and I'm like, I've never heard of them in my life. Look up Dutch car.
They're powered by wind.
Dutch car companies. I'll remember.
If I know one of them, I'll be surprised. Spiker.
I'm trying. I don't think. I think I remember somebody had an Introp.
That sort of sounds familiar. Maybe. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I've never there's just a whole bunch of them. I've never heard of
one of them. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you'll see some American cars over there, but American. Just not
Dunkerport.
What kind?
What's that?
What kind of American cars?
I mean, I guess I shouldn't even say that. Like American cars, like cars that we have over here too. You'll see like Nissans and Toyotas and shit over there.
Oh, that's weird.
But yeah, I guess they're not American.
America,
the best cars made a turtle. Is that a Plymouth Prowler? Turtle. Gross.
No,
it's not a Prowler.
Like ugliest car, wasn't it?
I picked it, yeah. Which people thought I was nuts. I got several people talking about how you're a fucking idiot.
People are very defensive.
P.T. Bruiser.
Yeah, I know. Normally if they drive a shitty car.
Yeah.
Matt, the guy I work with, is very defensive about the attacks that I make on Jeep Wranglers. He's like, that's just fucking bullshit.
Call it the midlife crisis.
It's the real midlife crisis vehicle. He's like, oh, fucking bunch of horse shit. Like, he's always like.
Those doors off. Yeah. Kick my pup out to the side.
This is exactly how I make fun of him. I think it makes him even more mad.
Two dozen rubber duckies on the dashboard. Yeah, I feel like a real man.
Bumper sticker that says go topless.
I fucking love that. He had a Wrangler that he just sold too. Yeah, and it was hilarious because he got all defensive about it. And then of course he ridden one. When we were in L.A., and I was just like, you know, it was the Willys edition, so it said Willys on the hood, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So there's all kinds of dick-sucking jokes that I made about that. And then it just saying stuff about, like, man, it's a lifestyle. Like, we're riding down the street. Some people just don't get it. He's just like, fuck you. He's
waving.
Yeah, waving at everyone. Yeah, it's hilarious. But is there a car that you would not drive? Timmy, literally, if somebody gave say existing cars now, if somebody were to give you a car for free that was new, is there one that you would say I will not drive that?
Smart car,
a smart car.
Yep, absolutely would not drive.
Yeah, that. I wouldn't even fit in one.
Just that's not safety. Safe.
Like, it's not. It's the unsmart car. Yeah,
Actually, not smart.
Is there a, do you have one? Like, is
no,
there
no, no shame. If yeah. you give me a car, I will drive.
Yeah,
you got a Focus, right?
I have a Focus, yes.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind those, what the fuck are they called?
Slugbug?
The Countryman.
Fiat?
Fiat 500.
Not a Fiat, but similar. A Cooper, Mini Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I was thinking.
The Countryman's a little bit bigger. I don't mind those. They're not bad.
I don't know if there's
gold with those.
I don't know if there was one I would turn down and not drive.
Give me a free car, hell yeah!
But there's ones that are definitely.
I just say no. I want a better car than this.
Yeah,
people are really hypothetical.
Yeah, right. I would just buy my own. No, I hate the way those Ford Flexes look.
Those are ugly.
I don't like those.
How did you go against your team like that?
I know. Because they fucking lost the NFC Championship.
No. They blew it.
Making signing some big dudes now.
Yeah,
we
got DJ Reader today.
Yeah, you got Reader. They got the corner from the Bucks.
Yeah.
Forget what the fuck is
Barber?
No. Rondé.
Rondé
Barber. They signed
it. Got about a discount.
Look at his hat. Look at his track record. Yeah. But now, oh, God.
Yeah, I would drive.
You would drive anything?
Mm-hmm. This is quality podcasting. Yeah.
What's in the news, Mike?
What's in the news, yeah.
Something funny.
What's the last embarrassing thing that's happened to you, Mike? Can you remember in public?
I shit myself last week.
I was getting on an elevator yesterday, and I just bought a tape.
Weight limit go off?
Yeah. It just fell. Everybody died but me.
The cable snapped.
I fell on top of him. No. It broke my fall, but everyone else died. No. Yeah.
It's terrible.
I was getting on an elevator yesterday.
Elevator accidents are not a laughing matter, guys.
Yeah, I know. Not at all. Why would you joke about something like that? I bought a 100-foot tape measure because we had to measure like stuff for placement. We get onto the elevator and I was like pulling the tape measure and I'm like, I'm a man who needs to measure long things. And right as I turn around, this like cute girl had walked onto the elevator behind us. And I was like, fuck. And then,
did she laugh?
Of course, Matt's, she did. No, she completely ignored the Matt's. Matt just looks down like he's got to hold it in. And then
she, oh, that's bad.
She walks out and he's just like, yeah, I tend to do that regularly. Yeah. He's laughing about it.
Man
needs to measure long things.
It would be funny if you had it out like 2 inches.
Right? Yeah.
She goes, that's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you do. Girls like that would be funny.
Guy will go around at like a construction site and he goes to each person. He's like, he has a tape measure and it's facing him and he'll say, show me 2 inches.
Yep,
those are kind of funny too.
And they get it right like every time.
Yeah,
those guys do.
They're like, stop it at 2. Like, they've like,
yeah,
some are
like, eyeball it.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
I feel like I'm pretty decent at judging distance.
I'm awful at it.
Yeah, my depth perception's awful. Whenever I'm golfing, I have no idea.
150. It's always
no
150.
Idea. No.
Yeah. It's not even depth perception. Like, if you're literally looking about, like, how far do you think that is? Even if you're not looking depth-wise, just at something, like, how long do you think your truck is? Like, I wouldn't even know what to think.
Fuck. Yeah.
I'd wouldn't say even know. It's
8 feet?
15 feet.
15 feet?
Yeah.
I would guess mine's about 15 or 16 because the bed is 8 foot. But
how
I
long's
know
your
these
driveway?
Factors. I don't know. That's how I try to estimate it all the time. You think my driveway is 100 feet?
Yes.
I don't know.
Pretty close. I bet it's like 95 to 100 feet.
Then I try to think about it like running bases.
Yeah. You got to do something like that.
Yeah.
First or 100 base. Yards in a football field.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never know. Well, never know. Never. Oh, man.
Let's go measure it real quick.
Yeah. Go measure
my
driveway. Bring
the mics down. Yeah.
Walk down, pull the cords out.
We're live from my driveway.
Oh, look at that. It's 102.
Look at that.
Never thought. Yeah. Never thought. Would ever work.
Yeah. How much frontage you got here?
What about this light till 8 o'clock stuff now, huh?
No. What's actually interesting is how people are freaking the fuck out over this.
Oh, yeah?
Daylight
savings?
No, the eclipse that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
They're canceled schools and everything.
Freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
They're like,
I know people who are taking the days off to go see it.
I've heard of people like stocking up food and
go
shit.
Go outside.
Oh, yeah?
No, yeah. Like,
not going to fool me again, Y2K. Still eating spam.
I'm still eating spam.
The city of Dayton and the state of Ohio have requested a state of emergency.
They just want FID.
A state of emergency?
Yeah.
Because people are going to flock here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they think.
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be nothing.
I got your totality right here.
Yeah. It is literally.
I'm leaving the state.
It's going to be
I'm
like.
Getting the fuck out of here.
I would have missed
it. When is it? The 8th or something of April?
April
8th or 9th, yeah. Yeah. I'm actually going to the Pirates game the next day.
Oh, yeah?
I actually am leaving town.
What's
not for the eclipse, but.
It's not even supposed to last that long.
What? Is it? Isn't it like a Friday or something?
It's a Monday.
April 8th is a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going on a Tuesday to the Pirates game?
Mm-hmm.
Taking a couple of days off.
Play the Tigers.
Oh, now you got that.
Must be nice.
You got that all that vacation time now that you're
USA Today's number one ballpark.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
PNC.
That and San Francisco, I think, are usually the one and two.
Mm-hmm. They're both good ones. Mm-hmm. They're not bad. Well, we'll do that one day when we get somebody who's been to a bunch of. You've been to a bunch of them. You've been to a bunch of them. Who else do we know that's been to a bunch
Mitch
of ballparks?
Well, that's the episode we got to do when someone gets tenure.
Right, someone has to get tenure and actually make it there, so we can make the argument.
Yeah, which ones you got left?
All the West Coast, Arlington,
the new Arlington. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
He didn't go to this. Yeah. Yep, that's the pushed out when he was 18 years old. Could have gone. He could be sitting there pretty. Yeah.
In the club.
But now that you got some more free time,
50 cent.
You can go to some of them now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what you should do. I think you should. Yeah. And Oakland's only going to be moving closer.
Yeah.
Then we'll tie it into
eventually.
A Vegas trip.
Yeah, if that ever actually happens.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a done deal like 12 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I think they should just stay put.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, it's a
Oakland's
state of the
a fine
art
town.
Complex they got right
state
now.
Of the art.
It's a fine
There's
town.
So much history there.
Yeah.
Fenton's Creamery. Yeah. Fantastic ice cream.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. She's a whore.
Creamery.
I know. Do you want to do the countdown, Mike? like it's New Year's.
From 5 minutes away.
TikTok.
I know.
We really
know.
Out
you guys
of steam
are bringing
on these
the
sometimes.
Energy, aren't you?
I could talk about improv.
Yeah. Talk about improv. Like, talk about your golf game, Kyle.
I'm bringing something to the party.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. Patreon website.
Go to our website, elispodcast.com. Links on there of our social media pages. Like, share. Tell us what you think. We're going to put a poll on up there. What were we supposed to put a poll about? We were supposed to do something. Mm. Is it worse to be the person being walked in on while taking a poop, or worse to be the person walking in? On the person.
Well, that was from like episodes.
Right,
ago.
We should put that on. But what happened? That never happened.
Oh
now.
Wow!
What
we'll be on top of it?
They're lucky,
I guess we'll never
they're
know.
They're lucky
now.
To get an episode announcement now. What's the?
I think it's worse to get walked in on. In my
you think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's awkward for both parties.
Yeah,
it is awkward
it's definitely
for both
worse
parties,
for the guy
but
on
I think
the shitter.
It's worse.
The bell rang, guys.
I know we don't have to do this. We've made it this far.
You have served your purpose.
Now we're in overtime, and these people didn't pay for it. Mike's getting all economical about it. Check out Patreon, patreon.com/CLSPodcast. Links on there, all of our social media pages. Like everything, share it all, tell your friends about it. Join Patreon today if you want bonus episodes, you want merchandise, you want access to our entire back catalog. Of Patreon episodes, there's over 100 of them sitting there just waiting for you. What else? Merchandise, you get entered in the Wheel of Booze spinning, which that reminds me, I need to ask you about how often you see one of our past winners. Maybe you take the
save
bottle
that,
boost,
I
still haven't sent them yet. It takes
January.
A lot, but yes, new winners every month. It doesn't matter what tier level you're at, doesn't matter how long you've been a member, just sign up and you get entered into the wheel.
That
could
sounds,
be you.
That sounds awesome.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's a great idea. Timmy can't win, though. He pays for Patreon still.
All right. love you, Tim.
So does Mitch. Mitch isn't allowed either. Exactly.
Just trying to contribute.
Could be
part.
Shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Four. Timmy, what the fuck is your name? Timmy Ruxpin. That's Ruxpin. It. Ruxpin. That's right. Mm-hmm. Beer League.
The Bear.
Mike, you know name. I'm Van Edgel. We'll see you next time. Peace.
We sure do hope that you enjoy the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face? Until next week, same time, same place. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell.